Hello everyone, we are up to Simon Tuf Reish. Ayin Vav Sif Dalid, the bottom of page 289, moving on to page 290. We are talking about the actual halakha. We talked about the Birkas halakha yesterday. Okay, well, last time we talked about Lalikner, Shasa Nisim, a lot about Birkas Shachiyanu, and Mizat Nisham. Now we get to the next part, after lighting the candles, then we all know there is an Indian to say the paragraph of Neir Salal. Okay, says the Mechaber over here, Acher Shehidlik, Omer Haneru Saladu Anu Madlikin, Ala Chuos, Ala Nisim, Ala Niflos. Okay, there's going to be different gerses as we're going to soon see. Okay, there's a different gerse that we found over here in the Mechaber, but the Iker is that we're going to say Haneru Saladu. Over here, all the Mechaber tells us is to say it Acher Shehidlik. After your Madlik, what? All the candles? Or just the first candle? That's the Machlok is brought down over here in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Achar Shehidlik Ner HaRishon, Shua Iker Omer Ner Zalal. Since the Iker Mitzvah is once again the first candle, your Yotzir Mitzvah, the first day of brought down to the Mishnah Berurah over here, is to start saying Aner Zalalu right after you said the first candle. Obviously you don't know about Pet, so you're not going to be able to do that, you're going to have to wait to finish all the candles and hold the Siddur. Okay, but if you know about Pet, you can go ahead and say it right after the first candle, according to the first minute. Be more adlaka. But oh, Shomar Neir Salal. While you're singing Neir Salal, it'll light 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, depending on the night. Ubenusach Haneros says the Mishnah, Yesh Lamin Vog Tables. There are 36 words in Haneros Salal, Neged Haneros Shulchanako Bilbad, Elu Shnei Tables Haneros Salal. Except for the two tables of Haneros Salal, Klomar, Haneros Salal, Hain Lamin Vog. Haneir Salal, then you have a Lamed Vav, because that's the number of candles you have the rest of the night. Ad Kan Lashon Maharshal, that's the Lashon of the Maharshal. The problem is, you look at our gear, so that's not necessarily true. Rav Nevinson points it out also over here. Lemaisa, to say that our Nusuk that we have, that's great also. And then the Mishnah Berurah, after telling us about this Lamed Vav, he says over here, Mikol Makom, after the brackets, Mikol Makom. Mishinoi, Lomar, Neir Salalu, Ala Acher, Shehidlik HaKol. Nami Shapir Dami, someone who says, Neir Salalu, after lighting all the candles, he's also doing good. And that seems to be the majority minog is to do it that way, to wait to say Neir Salalu afterwards. It's all one big mitzvah together. Therefore, just to say Neir Salalu afterwards is totally fine. Either way, each minog is Beseder Gomor. It's not Makim. You're already Yotzi after lighting the first candle, so you can do it then. You can do it after lighting all the candles. It's not a big deal which one you do, but those are the two different minhags. Now we get to the big machlokas of poskim, of which candles do we light first? Okay? We know the first night is very easy. You have one candle, you're going to light that one first. Okay? But after the first night, which candle do you light? Okay? Do you light the new candle first? Or do you light the first candle first? Okay? Shita Samachaber, we're going to soon see, we'll see it inside in a moment, is that you always are going to light the new candle. Whichever one you're going to add, you're going to start by it. Okay, let's say you're lighting by the petach. Oh, you're going to think about it. You're lighting by the petach of your doorway. Okay, on the left side, and therefore the candle most to the right is going to be closest to going to be tefach samach lepetach. Okay, so you're going to light the first candle, meaning to most to your right side, is going to be the first candle. The next candle, next day, you're going to add a second candle, which is going to be right next to it. According to Shita's Mechaber, you're going to light the new candle first, and move to the right. Because we have a cloud in halacha called pinus yifne liyomi. Okay, we always go right. Okay, we always go right in halacha, the day you learn the base of Mikdash, and the Mizbeach, the coin always turned right. So to over here, we always want to go right. So we're going to start with the new candle, which is most to the left. And therefore, we're going to go right. Okay, we're going to go right. Same thing with the second night, third night, fourth night, fifth night, sixth night, seventh night, eighth night. You light the new candle first, and you go to the right all the way until the first spot in your menorah. That's going to be Shita's Mechaber. Let's see that inside. Says the Mechaber, Yathchil lahadlik bilel rishon b'nera yoter yimini. You start with the most right candle. That's one that's supposed to be next to the pedah. Ubilel beis kishi yosef ner echad sabachlo. When you add on the second night another candle, yathchil v'yavarech ala nosaf. You start and make the bracha on the nera nosaf. Shehu yoter smali, which is a little bit more to the left. Why? Kedi lahath nos liyomi. In order to turn right, as I just told you before, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yod, Kemo She'amru Chazal Kopino Shatapona Lo Yehei Ela Derech Yomim. You're always going to go right. So therefore, you're always going to light the new candle. Same thing, V'chein El B'Gibel. Third night also, because Yosef Oda Achad, Samach Lebeiz Neros, and Rishonos Yachel Menosav, Ubo Yachel HaBrach. And that you start with the bracha. V'achar kach yifneh letzad yamin. V'chein b'chol layla. Every other night, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Same thing. Nimsa shetamin mevarech ala nosav. You're always going to make the bracha ala nosav. Shumora ala nes. Sharei b'tosef v'sayamim b'nitosef anes. Why you light the new candle every night? Not only, one reason is we kill right, but also he says misvara we should make the candle the bracha on the new candle because that's mora on the additional nace every night. We have more of a nace, and that's why you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in order to show how great the nace every night was another nace, another nace. You want to show that nace by lighting the new candle. That's the shita of the machaber. The Gra disagrees with the Mechaber over here, and the Gra says, what are you talking about? We go always right? We have a lacho, two things over here, says the Gra. Number one is the first candle, that is the Iker Mitzvah. We all know the rest of it is just Hither Mitzvah. So why are we going to make the Bracha on the Hither Mitzvah when you're really going to make Mikayin the Mitzvah with the first candle? So that first candle, that's the Iker, and you should always light that first candle. Okay, and then every night you light afterwards, and you go left. Okay, you're next to the Petach. You start in the same spot as the Mechaber said, that first candle on the most right side. But instead of starting with the new candle burning right, you're going to start with the old candle and go left. Okay, obviously over here it's more important over here, says the Gra, to light the first candle, which is the main candle, and then going right. You won't be able to go right in this case. Like many times in the halacha, we have two halachas that contradict each other. You have to choose the best one. The Gra says furthermore. Also, the problem over here is, we have a halacha also, Beferish and Shulchan Aruch, he's already said, you always have to light Tefach Samach Lepetach. So he says if you start with the most left candle in the eighth night, you're starting with the most left candle, you're lighting the candle that's not Tefach Samach. And therefore, you want to light it with the first candle, which is Tefach Samach Lepetach, and then you're going to go left. That's what the Gra says brought down over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, in the middle of Sikkot and Tes. He says over here, top line on page 290. He says, V'yeshon, v'munach b'yamin ha-pesach, azay tzarech lach l'tomim b'nira yimini yishu samach l'petach. You always start on the right, most right side, because that is tefach samach l'petach, like we learned. That's the same as the Mechaber. So, v'holech b'yamin l'smol. But over here, you're going to go from right to left, says the Gra. V'maniach ha-nirach b'smol ha-petach. And we're going to put it on the opposite side. You're going to put it on the other side for whatever reason. The anchor is to light the candle that's closest to the petach. You start with that one. And every night you start with that one that's closest to the petach. Okay, you go left and right. Okay, there actually is a third shita. And that's the shita of the Taz brought down in the Bir Halacha. But I want to make things simple because at the end of the day, if you're lighting outside, I don't think there's going to be a major nafkah between the Taz and the Mechaber. Okay, but there is a third shita, which I'm not going to go into now. I don't want to confuse you. Let's stick with just the Mechaber and the Gra over here. Okay, Mechaber and the Gra both agree with one thing. You should start when you're putting it in the right place. If you're lighting outside, you're lighting Tevach, Samach LePetach, you're always going to start with the most right candle. First night, most right candle. The Machlokas comes on light number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and that is, do you light the new candle, like the Mechaber, and then go right? Or do you light the first candle, and then go left? That's the major Machlokas over here. We're going to soon see up in the sky of the Machlokas what's going to happen if you're not lighting the Petach. But let's just see, how do we paskin? Oh, by the way, what's the Gra going to do with the fact that, he says, where what is the Mechaber going to do with the Kash of the Gra? You're always supposed to light Tefach Samach LePetach. That's a good time. So why don't you light that first candle first? Says Moreno Rabbeinu Nevin, so explains the Shita of the Mechaber is that since you're all doing one mitzvah together, even though you're starting not Tefach Samach, since it's going to end up with Tefach Samach, okay, you're going to light the eighth candle also, which is next to the petach, the end of the day. That's all considered one mitzvah, so therefore it's like you're lighting tefach samach lepetach. That's how he explains Shita's Mechaber against the taina of the Gra. L'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, Uda Avid Kamar, over here, back in Sikkot Yod, Uda Avid Kamar Avid, but either one is totally beseder gomer to follow. You have those that can follow the Mechaber, and then you're those who follow the Gra. Very interestingly, even though this is Shitas Gra, and even though Luach Eretz Yisrael Tukachinsky brings down to follow the Gra over here and light the first candle and then go left. However, many Yerushalmim do not follow the Gra in this minhag, okay? Generally, minhag Yerushalayim is following the Gra. In this, many do not follow the Gra, including the position of Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Rosh Hashanah Zalman followed the Mechaber over here, and I believe Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nemetzel also. Yes, Rav Nemetzel told me also he goes like the Mechaber over here, and it's not a contradiction that he answers the kashas of the Gra. He says, even though, yes, you're not lighting that first candle, but he just says, whatever the first candle you lit, that's the Iker Mitzvah that night. It's not a stira that you have to light that first candle that's most right in order to be the first candle. Whatever you light first is the first candle, and therefore maybe many Yerushalmi, many Gedolei Poskim do not follow the Gra and go after the Mechaber over here, even though the Gra says to do otherwise. Okay? Now, assuming, either way, whether you follow the Mechaber or the Gra, but the Mishnah is over here talking about the Mechaber, if you're going to be lighting the most left candle every night and then going right, says the Mishnah Berurah, an important point over here. Sivkotin Yud Aleph, bottom of the page, says the Mishnah Berurah, ubechol zeh yarchiket atzmo l'tzad tzmo. When you're lighting the candles, you should put your body as much left as possible. Okay, if you're lighting the most left candle and going right, so you want to be as close to that left candle as possible and not to be over the mitzvah. You don't want to pass over the other candles. So therefore he says, kol ha-yarchik natzel litzad smol, be'ez ha-dloka, kidei she-yifka bo-tchila, so you come to that first candle you're lighting first, v'lo yitzdarich la-havir al-mitzvah, so you don't have to be ma'vir al-mitzvah. So where are you going to position yourself when you're lighting candles? You should be positioning yourself, whether you do like the Gra or the Mechaber, closest. If you're going to do like the Gra, you should be all the way to the right side of the menorah so you don't have to pass over the other candles. Over here, if you're going like the Mechaber, you should position yourself all the way to the left in order not to pass over the mitzvahs. Okay, now, what about, let's say, you are not lighting in the petach. Let's say you're lighting in the living room window like many people do. Okay? Living room window, you don't have petach, tevach samach lepetach. What are you gonna do then? Says the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning of Yud Aleph. Mivarach al knows, who adin? Kishemadik is first talking about Chita's Mechab. Who adin kishemadik b'chalom? Or b'chalal petach or beis knesses? Well, you're in the beis knesses. Or in your window, or in the middle of the chalal lepetach. Bilal rishon yadik b'tchla nir hayoter yamini. Once again, according to the Mechab, you always light the most right candle. And then you go, you start with a little bit to the left, and then you move right. Very easy. Mechaber is going to be the same thing as whether you light in a petach or you light in the window. You start with the most right candle, and every night you land one to the left, and you start with the most left candle, and you move to the right. Okay? Very simple. Very simple. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. And then he says, skipping over what we just read before, top of page 291 in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Lodasa Yosha Yishomrim Yiskelim," which is the sheet of the Gra and the Maharshal. Okay, Gam Bazei Yivarch Tamid Al Nir Rishon. They're always going to say you're always going to light first the first candle. Nir Rishon is always going to be the first one you light. Shu Ikra Mitzvah. However, he says over here, Nir Bazei Yavin Al Nir Rishon Litzad Small. In this case, the only reason why you started with the most right candle according to the Gra and the Maharshal is in order that you could have Tefech Samach LePetach. If anyways you're not lighting the Petach, you're not lighting near the Petach, you don't need Tefech Samach. So he says in this case, if you do like the Gra and the Maharshal, start all the way on the left side of your menorah. Why? Because then you could go ahead and light to the right. The only reason why the Gra is not to light to the right and move left in order to get Tefach Samach. But if you don't have Tefach Samach over here, he says over here, you would start on the opposite side of the menorah. You would light the most left side of the menorah first. That's the first night. And then move right every night. Start with the most left candle and move to the right on the additional candles. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says to do if you want to follow the Gra. Okay, so those are the different shitas over here. Once again, either way is totally fine. You could follow either one, either shita. Otherwise, don't move about. Don't start with the right side of your menorah, the next side to the left side of the menorah. Pick one shita, follow that shita throughout Hanukkah, and therefore you'll be yotzei. Obviously, you're going to be yotzei at the end of the day. You're going to be yotzei with whatever you do. Okay, even if you mess up and you mix up, you'll still be yotzei nearest Hanukkah. But we're talking about the best way to do the mitzvah, or follow the Mechaber, or follow the Gra. Adkan for today.